Okay, like have your attention back up front here. Okay, in your notes, and what we're going to be doing this, we're looking at the process of growth, and this will be in your folders, the front folder. You'll find the outline. It'll say process of growth, be page one. That's what we'll be looking at. What we're going to talk about over the next few minutes is the growth process that we're called to go through as Christians. As we grow in our relationship to the Lord, there is different stages that we progress through. We're going to take a look at that because the further we grow in progressing, the more we'll be a yielded vessel to the Holy Spirit and the gifts. Again, the gifts aren't merit badges. They're not like saying, hey, you know, I have this gift, I have this gift, so I must be somebody special. No. No, we can be rather immature. I can be rather immature to exercise any gifts. But the point of our Christian life is that we grow and progress and become more like the image of Christ. And that means that I'll be more open, more yielded to the gifts so that I'll become more of a vessel, effective vessel. I won't get in the way, let's put it that way. So it's kind of like as we like to say, get yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can do his thing. Okay, so let's take a look, and again, we'll be filling in the blanks here, and we'll take a look at what the Scriptures do, and they have different language that describes us progressing and maturing in our life. Again, for the further detail of the notes in terms of the Scripture passages, you can look further in your packet for that information. Okay, so process of growth, look at number one. The Bible calls us babes, okay, which is growing in assurance of forgiveness of sin. First letter of John chapter 2 says this, in verse 12, it says, I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his sake. So one of the first things in our Christian life, and this is just the baby level, okay? This is like coming out of the womb, is to know that we're forgiven of our sins, that we have that assurance of the Lord forgiving us through the cross. And the Lord offers us that gift of forgiveness. So you might say the first step in the Christian life as a baby is, hey, I should grow in confidence that my sins are forgiven. You know, and become more aware of that. Number two, toddlers. Toddlers here is referring to learning speech, growing to recognize then good from evil. So in the Scriptures, it was a reference to learning speech. So learning to recognize good from evil. Another word for that is discernment. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14 says, and this we have much to say, which is hard to explain, since you become dull of hearing. So he says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you, again, the first principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have faculties trained by practice to distinguish good from evil. So distinguishing good from evil is a key aspect of our growth as a Christian. All right, number three, children. And in the Bible, this is reference to awareness that we are called to a life of holiness. A life of holiness. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 says this, that as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he called you, be holy as he is holy. So, the Lord calls us to a walk of holiness, and to recognize that in our life, to become aware of that calling is a step in maturity for us as Christians, that our life is not our own, that it belongs to the Lord, and we're called to be conformed to him. You know. Number four is little child. Paedos in the Greek, it simply means to know the Father in an intimate way. To grow in relationship to God as Father. Like, he's not unknowable. He's somebody who's not the force be with you. He's my Father. He calls me his son or daughter, you know, calls me child. And I relate to him that way. And I have a sense awareness that God is not this cosmic energy in the universe, but that he's my daddy. You know, he's my papa. He's my Father. And that intimacy, that sense of intimacy is tremendously healing and powerful in our life. But it's also a step in maturity. It's a growth in maturity for us as Christians to know God as Abba, as Father. In fact, one of the reasons why Jesus came and to die and to be raised up and send the Holy Spirit was so that the Holy Spirit could be in us and help change us and lead us to know God as Abba, as Father. Paul says that in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that we're no longer slaves to sin, he says, or slaves to fear, but rather we're children of God. We call God Abba by the Holy Spirit in us. Okay, number five, then. Young people is a term used in the scriptures to describe maturity. It means to handle well relationships in the body of Christ. Handle well relationships in the body of Christ. So relationships in the body of Christ is a key sign of maturity, how we handle them well. If we maintain unity and peace instead of causing division, if we use our words well and don't gossip and slander and things like that. In other words, what Paul is saying and other Christian writers in the New Testament say is that how we handle our relationships determines what level of maturity we are as a Christian. So I may have the greatest gift of healing around, you know, I can see people getting well here, there, and everywhere, you know, but if I use my tongue for gossip and slander, you know, I'm an immature Christian. Immature. Even though people are being raised up off the stretchers. Okay. See, maturity in Christ is really growing as a child of God, a son or daughter in the image and likeness of Christ. And Jesus pointed that out and said in Matthew chapter 7, Christians came to him. He said it and said, you know, Lord, Lord, didn't we heal and do this miracle and cast out this demon? And he said, I never knew you guys. Never knew you. Why did he know them? Because they weren't mature in him, even though they do all these wonderful deeds, you know. So growing in maturity, how we handle relationships in the body of Christ. Paul's whole letter to the Corinthians that we'll be looking extensively at, by the way, over the next couple of weeks, was a letter that dealt with immature Christians, yet they were rich in the spiritual gifts. And he called them. He's like, you guys are like babies, you know, you're toddlers, you know, yet you think you're big stuff because you exercise all these gifts. And the truth of the matter is, you're toddlers, you're babies, you're immature because you cause so much division amongst yourselves. Okay, number six. Young women, love your husbands. Notice the progression of language the scripture used. Babes, toddlers, children, little child, young people, now young women, love your husbands, children and homes, be kind and sensible, says the scriptures. So in other words, what Paul is talking about there in those is faithfulness to your vocation. You know? So we can be running around serving here and there, everywhere in the church, you know, in the communities, and yet not be faithful in our vocation. I mean by faithful, I mean not love our children, not love our husbands or our wives, you know, not care for them. Not, you know, Paul says to husbands that are Christian husbands, you're supposed to present your wife spotless without wrinkle before the Lord, you know. What a task. He says you're supposed to lay down your life like Christ laid down his life for the church. That's how you're supposed to lay down your life for your wife. I mean, so in other words, you can have a tremendous leadership gift in the body of Christ, but if you're not loving your spouse and being faithful to the calling the Lord has given you, you're an immature Christian. Immature. Maturity is measured by love and faithfulness in your vocations. Number seven, men and women, then. Here Paul says, walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Young men, women represents the high point of maturity. The scriptures uses that language. So what's the high point of maturity is walking in the Spirit. The flesh are those things from within us, things like fear and anger, divisiveness, all those things that rise up within us, how we use our words, in terms of relationships. Paul says that to walk in the Spirit is to walk in maturity as Christians. So we are to reflect then the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, chastity, self-control, all those beautiful fruits of the Spirit, which is the heart of Christ, really, reflecting the heart of Christ. That is his high point of maturity for us. Okay, so here's our point in the process of growth. We're all somewhere in that process of growth, okay? The key thing is not to get stuck in any one place, okay? To keep moving. And how we keep moving is keep yielding our hearts to the Holy Spirit, asking him to change us, free us, show us what needs to be changed, to immerse ourselves in God's word, to pray. And here's the point we want to make tonight with this in terms of relationship to the spiritual gifts, is that spiritual gifts are not badges of holiness. They are tools to express God's care and love to the world we live in. The badge of holiness, if I can use that language, is to become a mature son and daughter, mature man or woman in Christ, you know, following this progression we just laid out here. That's maturity in Christ. And that's the kind of fruit that will endure forever, because the gifts will pass away. But this is the kind of fruit that will endure forever. This is the kind of fruit you're going to show up before the Lord on your day of judgment. I'm going to show up before the Lord on my day of judgment. What's on this tree? What kind of fruit is on this tree? That's the key thing. Okay, let's go back into your small groups for a few minutes. Particularly, I'd like you to focus in on number three. How do you think you progress in the growth process? What's that look like for you? We'll take just a few minutes to discuss that.